It seems every beatboxer has their own unique sounds. What are your unique sounds and how do you make them?
It's my teeth beats and my high voice, my third voice, which is... That's my high, so you can use it for like different sounds like lasers and hydraulics. Or my teeth beats, which are like... I don't know, man. Yeah, probably though. It's sort of freestyle every session. When I get up and beatbox, so it changes every time. If you're on a roll, you accidentally make some good beats on the spot, you know? So,
man, that high-pitched squeak, that third voice was amazing. How did you discover you could do it?
I found it out through the throat. It's actually like a scream. You push a lot of air pressure against the back of the throat, and you go... And I can use it, you know, in the membrane. But there's heaps of different stuff you can use it for.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's really great.
Thanks, man. So I have to say, man, one sound I heard you do, my mate showed me it from the internet, man, the echo voice you do. That's bloody crazy, man. That my name, man. That's crazy, man.
Thanks. Joel. Thank you. Joel.
That's awesome, man.
Thanks. Anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, my cowbell.
Man, that's incredible. That's probably the first human beatbox cowbell I've ever heard.
Thanks, man. I sort of discovered it as an accident when I was beatboxing and I did a backing stick up, but with a cane. They actually go, I beat them back, put the attack on it, and then you eventually get it hollow sounding, and it eventually goes far down your throat, so it actually sounds like a real cowbell.
That's incredible.
Takes a bit of like time. It took me about a month to get it cleared.